This is an Aero News Touch and Go for February 6, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. On Monday, the Bush administration released its proposed budget for fiscal year 2009, and for general aviation interests, it was a case of déjà vu. The new budget reprises the administration's push for deep cuts in aid for smaller airports, a 70-cent per gallon increase in taxes on aviation fuel, and user fees for access to portions of the air traffic control system. General aviation advocacy groups appeared surprised. Phil Boyer, president of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, reviewed the proposal and commented, quote, "What part of no doesn't the White House understand? They just changed the dates and submitted essentially the same proposal as last year, a proposal soundly rejected by the general aviation community, the House, and the Senate. The current funding system of aviation excise taxes will generate all the necessary funds for air traffic control modernization and for new runways. Let's go with what we know works and what the general aviation public and Congress will support," unquote. The DOT has released figures for airline performance in 2007, and they're grim, even worse than 2006. The 20 airlines reporting on-time performance to the agency recorded an on-time arrival rate of 73.4% in 2007. That's the second worst since DOT began keeping track in 1995. Lost and mishandled bags were up 5%. Complaints to the DOT about airline service were up 58%. Kevin Mitchell, chairman of the Business Travel Coalition, told Bloomberg, quote, "Travelers should look back on 2007 with a sense of fondness. It's going to get worse. These will be the good old days," unquote. Congressman Bart Gordon of the House Science and Technology Committee, a Tennessee Democrat, has called on the Government Accountability Office to step in and provide analysis of NASA's recently released report on airline safety, compiled from 24,000 interviews with pilots over more than 4 years. The data was originally withheld by NASA out of an expressed concern for its potential negative impact on airline profits. After a year of requests from the Associated Press under the Freedom of Information Act, and eventual pressure from Congress, the data was finally released, but with no summaries or other help in understanding the results. NASA Administrator Michael Griffin went on to attempt to discredit the NASA employees and contractors who worked on the survey. Gordon told AP, quote, "NASA won't do the work, so I'm asking the GAO to bring back some answers to the committee that we can then share with the country," unquote. Another congressman, Representative Benny Thompson of Mississippi, has given the Transportation Security Administration 2 weeks to report to his committee what the agency is doing to positively identify police officers before allowing them to bring their guns with them onto airliners. The Clarion Ledger reports the letter from Thompson to TSA's Kip Hawley follows the discovery that Jackson Mayor Frank Melton was apparently allowed to board airliners with a gun after presenting a gold-colored badge and a letter from a former Jackson police chief. Thompson sponsored a bill in 2007 which ordered the creation of a biometric ID system for armed passengers by January 3, 2009. The law essentially requires a whole new high-tech system for which the TSA has no budget. In that sense, Thompson's latest letter may actually be welcomed at TSA. It could provide an opportunity to request that extra money. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. The Pentagon likes the 09 budget, but the next president won't. NASA says it would rather buy launches from entrepreneurs than from the Russians. And a clueless 172 pilot busts the Super Bowl TFR. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell begins a conversation with two Florida aviation attorneys who are working on a lawsuit against Silver State Helicopters when the company closed. We'll present this extensive interview in two parts, today and tomorrow. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or on aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.